Ray Reitzel has nearly 40 years' experience in childhood education and development. Today, he's the Emma Eccles Jones Endowed Chair of Early Childhood Literacy. His research highlights multiple factors that contribute to poverty from one generation to the next, including single parenthood and low maternal education.
Our charge is to do two things. One is to help the agencies of the state share their data better and to identify ways in which we can do a better job in collecting data on intergenerational poverty so we can identify the levers or the causal factors.
Reitzel says the panel expects to find the more obvious predictors of poverty in Utah families, like jobs and education. But he says there are more subtle indicators as well that can lead to problems like nutrition, neighborhoods, even civic planning.
There's issues around housing that we want to take a look at and how we house people in poverty and whether or not providing them housing is a good thing. We're going to be looking at the justice system. There are people on the committee from that. There are medical doctors and pediatricians on this advisory committee. It's very, very multidisciplinary. And we're going to be looking at this poverty issue from just about every angle conceivable. I mean, I even asked for someone to be appointed to the committee who is a city planner, because poverty is also geographic. What you find is poverty tends to cluster in areas of a community.
He explained the kinds of poverty that exist in Utah and the differences between them.
There's situational poverty and then there's intergenerational poverty. Situational poverty occurs like, say, a couple is married and the wife doesn't have a lot of schooling and the husband's very well educated, makes a lot of money. They have a divorce. The mother ends up with the children. She doesn't have any means of making money because she doesn't have certifications or an education. And so she finds herself for a period of time in poverty because she has no access to, you know, economic resources. And poverty's broader, it's a broader definition than that. It really means that you don't have access to a broad array of resources, people, information, support, emotional support, finances, education. So when we talk about situational poverty, that's usually something that's going to happen to somebody. They'll be in it for a year or two and out again. Intergenerational poverty is when the parents are in poverty most of their life, and then the children grow up in an environment like that and think that's the way that people live their lives, and so they grow up and just follow their parents in their parents' footsteps and tag on to all of the programs that support poverty people in our country. And so it goes from generation to generation to generation. And one of the things our committee is doing is looking at three generations and seeing what the relationship is and how well a parent in poverty predicts a child in poverty. And if that child then becomes poverty, does the next generation of children end up in poverty and so forth?
The professor will be joined by experts from other state agencies, including Workforce Services, Education, and Health and Human Services, to look for ways to keep poverty at bay.
I'm very interested in seeing the state of Utah become far more proactive in doing something about preschool education for poverty children beyond the federal program of Head Start, and also educating parents, particularly mothers. The data are pretty clear that the maternal education rate of poverty children is quite low. So I'd like to see us do something to get parents who live in poverty to learn English if they don't know it, learn about how the schools work so they can help their children in it, and then get connected to agencies that can help them develop skills and certifications and educational pathways that will lift them eventually out of poverty.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.